episode 143,
Summer Movie Preview 2013.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono. We are back.
We are back.
It's always good to be back.
And this is a little interesting. I don't know that we've ever done this before, but we're re-recording an intro. Tell them why, Ben.
Well, the audio on the last episode was horrible.
Yeah, something went wrong. So in between episodes, we were having some headphone problems. So we were just kind of plugging things in, unplugging things, plugging it back in.
I was trying to fix stuff, and I unfixed something.
I don't want to put the blame on you. It could have been either of us.
I'm the one who pressed the button. But my voice sounds better than it did a couple days ago when we were recording that.
Yeah, you did all good.
A little healing.
Yeah. And
thanks, God.
And just to give a little spoiler of why you're here again, this is a Thursday. You were here on Monday.
Yeah.
We're about to do a special crossover episode with the Strangers and Aliens podcast.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, we were, you know, trying to fix things. Yeah. Between the episodes, we messed up the audio a little bit. So what ended up happening is somehow, as we were just trying to fix the headphones, we accidentally messed up the microphones. And so the audio was being recorded into my laptop mic instead of these awesome mics we have in front of us.
Yeah.
So you'll still be able to hear the whole episode we did. However, the audio quality will be much different than it usually is.
Yeah.
You heard a little bit of it, Ben. I was just playing it for you.
Yeah, I thought it sounded okay.
It's not so bad.
We sound good.
Could have been a lot worse. Plus, it's just a summer movie preview. Who even cares?
Yeah, it's not like it's, you know, our profound thoughts. But back in the day when I used to record the sermons at Epic Life, there's a few times where I made that mistake.
Hmm.
Recorded through the laptop mic.
Oh, that's not good.
I'd just not post the sermon when that happened.
I'm not positive about this, but I feel like it was episode 5, maybe.
Yeah.
Where we were doing, I think, superhero movies.
Wasn't it Sci-Fi Fathers?
No. I think it was superhero movie preview, and the same thing happened. We lost our audio feed, and so that audio is messed up too. So,
but that was a little bit different story because we were recording on a laptop back then.
But
we were filming ourselves.
Yeah, so we used to videotape every episode.
Yeah, and then we realized nobody has time to edit all that.
No, but that was a good thing we did then because we had the audio saved by the video camera.
Yes, that was, you know, we've never had to totally re-record an episode.
No, I thought we might have to do the summer movie preview, but I was going to tell you, let's just skip it.
Yeah.
Because
it's not worth it.
Not worth it. So, all right.
So now enjoy that episode we just told you. It's worth it.
Totally worth the listen, guys.
It's the best
thing that you're going to get from
done.
It is finding out the release dates of every important movie for the summer. So,
or you could go to Wikipedia for that.
All right, here we go. Let's transition over.
All right, goodbye.
Episode 143.
Summer Movie Preview 2013.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono, and we are back.
And Ben, you're still not feeling that good.
We're going to have a short episode because my voice will soon disappear for the foreseeable future.
I'll try to do a lot of the talking, and you can just respond.
Okay.
So
here's everybody's dream episode. Ben is forced to shut up by the forces of nature.
So Ben and I have compiled a list of all of the upcoming summer movies that you, the Sci-Fi Christian audience, will be interested in.
Yeah.
We'll talk about them. We'll respond briefly to a bunch of them. We'll give our top 3 to 5 that we're looking forward to. And then we're going to look a little bit beyond the summer at some of the, because there are some big movies coming out in the fall and into the winter. But this is really the thrust of the show is really summer movie preview. So I think, unless you have anything else you want to say, we're going to get right to
it. Let's dive in.
Movie Preview 2013. Well, Ben, the best place to start is May. I think that's when the summer season starts for these movies.
I've got a movie from April on my list.
I looked. I couldn't find anything in April.
Oblivion.
That's April?
Yeah, April 19th.
Oh, well, I missed it then.
Oops.
Yeah, I mean, that one looks lame.
Okay, but here's the interesting part of it, and this is why
I definitely agree it should be included.
Yeah,
for the record, but it does not look good.
This is why I'm looking forward to seeing it, because Michael Arndt is one of the screenwriters on it, and he is going to be the screenwriter for Episode 7. So this is the first sci-fi movie that he's done that we actually get a chance to see. You know, how does he handle sci-fi? Because he's done, like, Little Miss Sunshine and all that, but that's not sci-fi. So, interesting from that perspective.
So you're basically, if this goes well, then you know, okay, Star Wars has a chance. And if it goes poorly, then...
Well, Star Wars still might have a chance, but we should be a little more worried.
We're going to talk about After Earth in a little bit. It comes down the road, but...
Yeah.
They look like pretty similar concepts, where Earth has been abandoned, and for some reason these characters have to go back to Earth to collect something or to get something, or maybe they crash land. I don't even know all the details, but what do you make of the similarities between Oblivion and After Earth?
Oh, I guess I hadn't noticed it before.
Huh, okay.
So, I don't know. I guess they don't seem that similar to me. After Earth seems more like way, way, way in the future, whereas this one seems a little bit more relatively recent. I just wish Tom Cruise wasn't in it. Because Tom Cruise playing this type of character just annoys me.
Mm-hmm. So, I think in Oblivion there was a war with aliens that I think we won, but still it left Earth decimated. Yeah. And then in After Earth, something happened so that everybody had to leave. And so then animals took over, and then when they go back, the animals are huge. And basically, the reason I'm not looking forward to it is it looks like... I mean, the animals have basically become monsters. I don't know. We'll talk about more of that later. So April 19th, Oblivion. Will you see it in the theater? This is what we should do. Theater or not theater? Theater or rent?
Let's see, this might not be a fair determiner, though, because I have small children, so seeing stuff in the theater...
Imagine that you were me, and that you could see it in the theater if you wanted to. There was nothing...
Okay, theater.
I would say... Well, okay, if I know that I can go with somebody like you, then maybe I would want to see it.
We could go do a review of it.
Okay, but otherwise I might say rent to Oblivion. Okay. So
theater only because of the Episode 7 connection.
Okay. Well, then, I want to head right into May. Is that okay, then?
Let's go for May.
Okay, so the first movie that comes out, my birthday weekend, so my birthday is May 5th for all of you Sci-Fi Christian listeners that want to send
Happy
a present.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Thank you. But May 3rd, Iron Man 3.
Not theater, right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm really looking forward to this.
I probably will see it with you so we can do a review
of
it.
You'll see it in the theater.
Yeah. But this is like... Taking my kids out of the equation, taking the show out of the equation.
Okay, just
maybe theater, not theater is the best.
Yeah, I think this is a really confusing rating system.
Okay, it's in my negative box.
Okay, positive for me. I am really excited about this.
Even after the disaster that was Iron Man 2.
Yeah, don't you think that this director, Shane Black, can turn it around?
No, I have no faith in Marvel movies.
Okay.
I think it's going to suck and suck horribly. And I think that we're all going to be disappointed, and we're going to... Well, I will be disappointed, and I'm going to continue my one-man crusade against Marvel. All the rest of you are just like, oh, that's the best thing since G.I. Joe Retaliation.
I can't wait for Iron Man 3. I mean, we're clearly going to do a review. A video review, like a whole episode on Iron Man 3.
I liked it when our reviews were in the video.
Yeah.
We should get back to just video reviews.
No, because people don't watch our videos.
Their own fault.
Have you looked at the numbers? They're low.
No, they're not. We got over 1,000 views in the last week.
The only thing people watch are our Game of Thrones videos.
Oh, there is that.
All right.
Well, that should be a cause not for us to pander to the audience, but to criticize them for their lack of sci-fi Christian commitment.
May 10th, The Great Gatsby. This is not sci-fi, but I think some people in our audience would be interested in this. Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Theater or not theater?
Theater.
Not theater for me.
Really?
Unless...
Minnesota connection?
Yeah, I mean, he's from the Midwest.
No, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
No, I mean, the character Great Gatsby is from Midwest.
Yeah, but F. Scott Fitzgerald was from St. Paul.
Yeah, so as everyone knows, of course. We need to think of a new rating system. Because, I mean, I could see, if I have friends that want to see this, I'll go see it in the theater. But I love seeing theater movies, and you do not.
It's not. It's terrible.
All right.
Like, theater is a subpar experience. You're paying to be tortured.
I like it. May 17th, a big one, Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, theater.
Theater.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch is like, I just love him.
Oh, man, this is,
Like, if Benedict Cumberbatch called me up and said, hey, Ben, I like you on the Sci-Fi Christian, but I really want you to start using that Kirby guy's real name, I would do it. I'd do it for him.
Wow, for Sherlock. Yeah, man, this... I am more excited for this sequel.
Plus, he and I have the same name, basically.
Yeah, basically. I'm more excited for the sequel than I was for the original. For the original, for the 2009 version of Star Trek.
Yeah, the original was terrible.
So
I'm pretty sad.
I never really noticed until people started making comparisons after J.J. Abrams jumped on board with Star Wars how much he did make Star Trek into a Star Wars-ish movie.
Yeah, and it was finally good.
And if you look at the trailers, I was just watching a trailer, the newest one, for Star Trek Into Darkness this last weekend, and it doesn't have the feel of what you think of when you think Star Trek. Because in Star Trek, they're almost always kind of on the ship, doing things on the ship, and maybe sometimes they go on an away mission, but they're mostly on the ship.
Yeah.
But in this trailer, they're almost barely on the ship.
You know what they should do to amplify that whole crossover thing? We should freeze William Shatner in carbonite. Like in real, not just in a movie, but in real life, to shut him up once and for all.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you got mad at William Shatner for saying some mean things about J.J. Abrams, but I think it was said in tongue in cheek.
No, it wasn't.
I really think it was.
It was that I'm trying to sound like I'm joking, but I'm actually serious tone.
Okay.
Trust me. You go back and listen to it because you had the same take. And then you will find that on this point, Ben is right.
Ben is right.
I am right.
Yeah, Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
I am right.
Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
All of you who have disagreed with me, get in line, because it's apology time.
You know what's nice about that song? It lulls me into agreeing with you.
It's like hypnosis. Everybody out there is like, yes, Ben is right.
All right, May 24th. Animated film, Epic. This is by 20th Century Fox. It's a movie from the creators of Rio and Ice Age. Did you like either of those movies?
I didn't see either of them, and I never want to if they look terrible.
Well, in Epic, it tells the story of an ongoing battle deep in the forest between the forces of good who keep the natural world alive and the forces of evil who wish to destroy it. Teenage girl finds herself magically transported into the secret universe, she must band together with a ragtag team of fun and whimsical characters in order to save their world.
That sounds terrible. There's no way I will see that movie.
I don't believe either you or I would like this next movie, but I think some people in our audience would like, on May 24th, Fast and Furious.
You didn't say if you were going to see Epic.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Against it.
It's totally against it.
Oh, this is better for it than against it.
Yeah.
That makes more sense, because we do it with a slew of casting news.
Yeah.
Okay. Fast and Furious 6.
You're going to see it.
No, I'm against it.
You're going to see it because
Dwayne
The Rock Johnson is the most bankable star in Hollywood.
Actually, I'm not going to see it because I've only seen Fast and Furious 1 and 2, so I am many movies behind.
I'd have to go against it.
I'd have to rent 3, 4, and 5 just to see this movie.
That's not worth it.
That's not worth it.
This movie looks so terrible. Again, people, don't support crap. Don't go to G.I. Joe. That was a mistake, all of you who did it. And don't go to this. You're funding crap.
But guess what? Because people are seeing these movies, the Fast and Furious movies, they're fast tracking number 7 to come out next summer.
Oh, it's just why?
I don't know.
Just please stop.
Also on May 24th, for the fans that are into conspiracies, there's a movie coming out called We Steal Secrets: The Story of WikiLeaks.
Oh, that sounds dumb.
Yeah, against it.
Against it.
June 7th, After Earth. We already talked about it a little bit. What do you think?
Well, I almost put this into my positive because I've got the whole brainwashed M. Night Shyamalan good ones. And then I remembered, Lady in the Water, The Happening, and The Happening. Yeah, so there's no chance that this is going to be good.
Avatar, The Last Airbender.
I mean, if it gets good reviews, I'll go see it just because I really would love Shyamalan to turn it around. But I've not seen it happening.
I was just talking with my friend. I was just talking with my friend Reggie about M. Night Shyamalan this weekend, and we both were kind of in the same place where it's like, we know his movies have been bad, but for some reason, his first ones were so good, he has us, like, in his clutches. So, I'm a mild for it, but I am not interested in seeing it in the theaters. I'll rent it.
Our rating system continues to be more complex.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see it someday for sure, but likely in my home theater right here. Not here. No, and I'll be over wherever I live at that point. So let's move on, unless you have more to say about Will Smith as his son. I do want to say this. I think it's awesome that Will Smith is getting his son some awesome acting jobs, because it's cool for a father to invest in his son's career and his future. And I'm guessing that because Will Smith is agreeing to star in these movies as long as his son is in them, it's going to really help his son become a huge Hollywood actor.
His son's not a bad actor either. He's not bad. You see Pursuit of Happiness. Mm-hmm. That was a decent movie.
Mm-hmm. So, good job, Will Smith. Way to be a father.
Yeah, good job.
It's useful to, for people like myself who grew up without a father. Oh. It's nice to think about it. My father was Will Smith.
This took a painful turn.
Who knows what could have happened.
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't be on this crappy podcast.
We could be syndicated by now. You should find a way to prove that Will Smith is your biological father.
June 7th, a better movie than After Earth comes out. Much Ado About Nothing.
So for it.
By Joss Whedon for it.
I really hope that this restores my faith in Joss Whedon, because it's flagging.
Yeah, no, this is going to be great, because he did it in like a 3-day weekend. He had all of his friends from other shows come on.
This will be better than The Avengers.
No.
Mark my words.
Okay. Then, moving on to June 14th, we've got The Man of Steel. Finally, Superman returns to the big screen.
Oh, I don't know how I forgot to put this on my list, but yeah, totally for it.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
This is one of my most anticipated movies of the summer. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a list coming up soon. Okay. June 14th. This is an interesting movie called This Is the End. It was originally titled The End of the World. Do you know what this is about?
No, it's Judd Apatow, isn't it?
I think so. Seth Rogen. Yeah. But I didn't know the synopsis until today. Do you know what it's actually about?
End of the world.
It's a new take on found footage where I think these actors are playing themselves. So here's a plot summary. While attending a party at James Franco's house, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, Jay Baruchel, and many other celebrities are faced with the apocalypse. It's a fictional comedy movie about the end of the world. Interesting.
Mildly for it.
That's interesting that they're playing themselves.
Yeah.
But with that ensemble, I'm guessing it's going to be inappropriate, so against it.
Oh. Well, you're just against it because it's inappropriate?
Yeah, I'm against inappropriateness.
Why?
Because I don't enjoy it as a viewer.
I do. I'm for it.
Okay. Now, June 21st, a Brad Pitt movie called World War Z.
Against it.
About a zombie apocalypse and our attack. It's kind of a war against zombies.
This movie's going to be so bad.
I am for it.
Why?
But again, because I don't like horror, I'll see it in my home so I can close my eyes and not feel like I'm wasting money.
Well, would that be Dez's job after you guys get married to put her hand over your eyes during the scary parts?
No, I have the ability to close my eyes without her.
Well, but then you don't know when to open them.
No,
if you get the hand over your eyes, it's like, oh, that's
down. Here, this won't be good for audio, but watch. This is what I kind of do. I kind of like look down and kind of like, I kind of like use peripheral to.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know what's going on. So I am mildly for it. Mildly, no, upper level against it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm against it.
Worst rating system ever. Monsters University on June 21st.
For it.
For it.
Even though Pixar's track record lately has not been good.
I stick by Pixar, even though I don't want them to do sequels. I want them to make up new original material. They don't need to keep going back to Finding Nemo 2, Monsters University 2. I don't want Cars 2.
Cars is the worst. The only reason Cars exists is to sell crap to my son. Because I have a 2-year-old son, and he is the target market for Cars.
I think Daniel's son really likes Cars also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's a horrible movie.
Okay.
I mean, it's just the worst. And how does that world work?
Like, who drives them?
No. I can't get my head around that, but how do they make buildings? How do they reproduce? Ooh. Why do they have to eat both food and get gasoline put into them?
I don't understand the world.
How did they evolve? I mean, it's the most messed up universe possible. Like, if you sit down and think about the Cars universe for more than 2 seconds, you go absolutely insane.
This is amazing.
I can't enjoy the movie because of that. It's so horrible.
Have you seen the second one?
Oh, only a few minutes.
I haven't seen it. I heard there are spies in it, though. Are they spies?
I've only seen like a few minutes of it.
I want to watch it.
Yeah.
I got to rent that one.
Brave was horrible.
Oh, yes. We can agree on that. That's my least favorite Pixar movie. Even worse than WALL-E.
Yeah, WALL-E was bad. So Pixar's track record, not been good lately.
But if you look at the box office...
Are you sure that... Dwayne The Rock Johnson wasn't in any of them? Because I've heard he's the most bankable star in Hollywood.
June 28th, we see a movie that is going to be just like the movie that just came out called Olympus Has Fallen, but this one's called White House Down.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I'd probably rent this one. I don't know what to say if I'm for it and renting.
Yeah, I'm against it. I'm never going to see it.
For it.
Life's too short.
July 3rd, The Lone Ranger.
Oh, so against it.
Johnny Depp and other guy. Do you remember his name?
Nope.
I think he was in the Facebook movie, The Social Network.
Oh, Andrew Garfield?
Nope.
Jesse Eisenberg?
Nope, the one of the twins.
Oh.
Or the twin.
Winklevoss?
The guy that played the twins.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, him. Arnie something.
Yeah, this looks so bad.
I don't even know. Yeah, I'm against it.
Oh, I can't. People, don't go see this movie. Here's a question for you, though.
Okay.
Will Gordy give it more or less than 3.8 stars? Because you know he's going to love it.
Less, because 3.8 doesn't make any sense. We have a pretty clear system that works in 1s and 0.5s.
I know. I don't know what his problem is.
July 3rd also sees the sequel to Despicable Me. It's called Despicable Me 2.
Against it.
Against it. I didn't like the first one. I don't know why people like it so much.
The first one? I'm not going to.
People are huge fans of it, and it's not that good.
Yeah.
All right. July 12th, we get Pacific Rim, which I didn't even really know what it was about until today. I knew it was Guillermo del Toro. I knew it was like about robots, but here's the actual synopsis. When an alien attack threatens the Earth's existence, giant robots piloted by humans are deployed to fight off the menace. I don't know. I think against it.
I'm mildly for it.
I think I'll rent this.
Well, no, we'll do a review.
I don't know.
Video review. Man.
I don't know if I want to see this video movie.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm mildly for it.
I've heard, I don't know if this is a joke or not, but I've heard some talks that they're thinking about possibly doing the Pacific Rim robots against Godzilla.
That's terrible. In a future idea. Movie. Terrible
I don't know idea. If that might just be a fun like rumor, like fan wants it to happen.
Yeah.
All right, July 19th, this movie sounds stupid. I'm against it, but I'll tell you what it is. R.I.P.D. Are you familiar with this?
Isn't it a comic book?
It was, and now it's a movie. It's about when a police officer gets killed, somehow he becomes undead, like a zombie, and he joins the Rest in Peace Department, which is a bunch of police officers who were dead that were brought back to life so they could find their killers.
Sounds dumb.
Yeah, I'm against it. And even more dumb is that it stars Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
But it also has Jeff Bridges.
You know, Ryan Reynolds, though, is right up there with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I hate
He's
Ryan
a very
Reynolds.
Valued commodity, though, Matt. He makes money.
Ryan Reynolds, Jeff Bridges, Kevin Bacon, and Mary Louise Parker.
I do kind of love Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, I know you do. So,
dude.
So, check that out. Ripped, I'm against it.
Yeah, against it.
This is another one I'm really against. Red 2.
Oh, yeah.
I hated Red 1.
I didn't see it.
It was stupid. Yeah, and I like Bruce Willis. This is about retired CIA agents.
Well, this weekend should have taught you that Bruce Willis is not always in good movies.
I think he was just cashing in, though, because he had a really small part in this movie.
And, you know, I respect that.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, if you are such a big star that you can get paid $5 million to show up and film 2 days in a stupid movie,
yeah.
I'd do that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so against Red 2.
I respect the people who have, like, standards more. But I'm just saying, honestly, if I was in that position, I would totally be filmed in G.I. Joe 2.
I'm pretty sure that this next movie also stars Ryan Reynolds. It's a DreamWorks animated film called Turbo.
I know nothing about this. Sounds stupid.
I might be wrong about Ryan Reynolds, but I don't feel like looking it up right now, yeah. So I'm not going to. I'm against it.
Against it.
Here's going to be a surprise. July 26th, The Wolverine.
For it.
Against it.
Really?
I'll rent it. But I was not impressed by the trailer. In fact, I watched the trailer, and I was thinking, if I didn't know anything about this hero, I would not have an idea what this movie's about.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why I'm for it now that I'm thinking about it, because Wolverine's like the most overrated superhero.
I even thought about putting this on my top five for today's episode, just because he's a superhero, but I couldn't. I'm not looking forward to this. So,
okay, I'm going to come with you. I'm against it.
Yeah, against it. July 31st, Smurfs 2.
Wasn't there already a Smurfs 2?
No, I thought it was a 1.
Either way, I'm against it.
I haven't seen the first one, have you?
No.
Against it. August 2nd is a movie called Two Guns, starring Mark Wahlberg and Denzel against Washington.
It. That sounds stupid.
Denzel Washington, I like. I am for it, because I believe Denzel Washington picks good roles.
No, he doesn't.
Name one he wasn't good.
Oh, well, let me pull up his filmography.
No, if you can't think of it off the top of your head, then...
Well, it doesn't count.
Yeah, no.
I don't memorize... I don't
You're randomly throwing out that you think he's not good. I can. Meanwhile, I can name tons of movies that were good that he was in.
Like what?
All right. Man on Fire.
Not that great.
John Q.
Didn't see it, but it looked terrible.
He was in... these are movies that I think are good also. American Gangster.
Not good.
Have you even seen that?
Yes.
Did you really see it?
Yeah, I did.
It has
topless women making cocaine.
Was he in Inside Job?
Yeah, that was not a good movie.
Was he in Safe House? With Ryan Reynolds?
I think so.
Right now, I'm not naming my favorite movies by him, but ones that I think are... Okay, fine. Bring them up on IMDb.
Okay. Just give me a minute here.
We're going to... But Man on Fire. I stand behind Man on Fire. John Q. I stand behind John Q.
Wasn't John Q the one where he, like, held
a hospital?
A waiting room hostage? Or, I don't know. Okay, so Denzel Washington.
Okay, so let's say... I have it loaded up here, too. Let's take turns. You name the ones you think are bad, and I'll name the ones I think are good.
Okay. Glory was bad.
I never saw it. Unstoppable, good.
Oh, I've heard that was terrible.
The Book of Eli, good.
No, that was not a good movie.
Oh, it was a good movie.
No.
No, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, good.
No.
Inside Man, good.
No, that was terrible.
The Manchurian Candidate, good.
What? You have no... Who have you been hanging out with?
Out of Time.
Oh, I know who you've been hanging
out of
out
time,
with.
Good.
Oh, my God.
John Q, Training Day. Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is such an overrated movie. It's so sappy. Don't see that movie. Training Day, not good.
He won an Academy Award for
he
that.
He was good in it, but it's a bad movie.
I never saw a lot of his older movies. Malcolm X, Glory.
The Siege, not a good movie. Courage Under Fire, not a good movie. Crimson Tide, not a good movie. The Pelican Brief, didn't see it, but the book was terrible.
Denzel Washington is in my top five favorite actors.
Not me.
We should do a top five favorite actors episode someday. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of actors. So mine might be like a top one list. You know who my favorite actor probably is, though?
Who?
Christopher Lee.
Really?
He's so awesome. I mean, the fact that... it's not just his acting, but if you, like, read about his... I mean, you know the whole story from filming Lord of the Rings when Saruman gets killed.
Mm-mm.
How Peter Jackson was directing him and telling him, you know, when you get stabbed by Wormtongue, you need to, you just got stabbed. And he walked up to Peter Jackson and said, I'm not going to do it that way. And he goes, well, why not? Because I can tell you, and I can't tell you why, because it's classified, but I know the exact sound a man makes when he is stabbed. And that is not it. Because he was, like, on this covert ops team in Britain during World War II. So he's got this incredibly awesome history and biography.
How do you know that story?
It's on one of the Lord of the Rings extras. If you Google, like, Christopher Lee stabbing or something like that, you can come up with the scene. It's awesome.
All right, let's move on. So Two Guns for it.
Totally against it.
August 2nd, we have... 300, Rise of an Empire, which they changed the title. Remember how it used to be really weird?
Yeah.
Arcs and...
Yeah.
So I'm against it.
I'm against it, too. I love the first movie, but this is not a sequel that should be made.
Next one, August 7th. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters. Surprisingly, I'm for it.
Why?
Well, a couple reasons. My mom really likes the book series, and so I took her to the first one, and it wasn't that bad. So kind of has a little bit of like, well, I have some feelings attached to it. So I'm for it for her sake.
I am against it.
All right. August 9th, we've got a movie. I don't believe I'm saying this title right, but it's Matt Damon's movie, Elysium.
Oh, yeah, that looks really good.
Set in the year 2159, where the very wealthy live on a man-made space station while the rest of the population reside on a ruined Earth, a man takes on a mission that could bring equality to the polarized worlds.
Yeah, but this is the director of District 9, Neil Blomkamp, mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Matt, totally for it.
And it sounds like it has some similar themes, too. So Matt Damon and Jodie Foster.
Okay, so this is from...
Needless to say, I'm for it. Are you for it?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally for it. Okay, so this is from the Lord of the Rings wiki, and it describes the scene better than I can. During the filming of his death scene in The Return of the King, Peter Jackson began to coach Lee how to react when Saruman is stabbed in the back by Grima Wormtongue. But Lee interrupted him, reminding him that Lee actually had heard the sound a man makes when he is stabbed in the back. So So yeah. That expertise you can't pass up.
All right. Well, you had earlier talked about the Cars universe, and Disney had started to put together a spinoff straight-to-DVD movie called Disney's Planes.
This is a terrible idea.
So, but because Cars is so popular, they decided to make it a real-live theater movie. So August 9th. Disney's Planes, not Pixar, Disney.
I am totally against it, but I will likely see it in theater because I have a 2-year-old son.
Against it. August 16th, we've got another superhero movie with a name that I can't even speak. Kick-A 2. Don't say it.
Why not?
I know it's a title.
You're so...
I know. Don't say it. Because
We can't censor everything.
So what do you think?
Against it. I didn't see the first one.
I saw the first one. I'm against this one.
Don't censor it. We're going PG-13 on the Sci-Fi Christian.
It is basically on TV all the time.
Exactly.
It's on movie posters in the theater for
exactly.
children.
Exactly.
I don't think they should call a movie this though.
If people are offended that we said the title of a movie,
yeah.
they need to just not listen.
All right.
And probably not leave their house.
August 23rd, we've got. This is a book series turned into a movie, Mortal Instruments, subtitled City of Bones. Have you heard of the Mortal Instruments series?
Not really. I looked at this title and I was against it.
I don't know anything about it.
I'm so done with young adult.
Fiction. Yeah, that's what it is. So I'm going to be against it because I don't have any good reason to be for it.
Yeah.
All right, so that now we're exiting the summer. And we did say we give a little Ooh. Bit of a preview towards the future movies. But before we do that, Ben,
yeah.
I think it is time once again for you and I... to do this.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian Countdown.
On the Sci-Fi Christian.
Featuring Ben DiBono.
And Matt Anderson.
All right, Ben. So, do you want to do top 5 or 3? I have a list. I have mine ranked in order from 1 to 11.
Let's do 3.
All right. So, your number 3.
Elysium.
Interesting. Wow, that's my number 4. Okay, guess me.
Number 3?
Man of Steel.
Ooh, a little low.
Yeah, a little low. You're not going to be happy. Number 2.
Uh-oh. Number 2, Man of Steel.
All right. Number 2 for me?
Number 2?
Star Trek Into Darkness. I know.
What's
I know.
Number one? Oh, my God.
Number one for you.
Star Trek Into Darkness. Number one for you.
It was really close. I was torn. What should I pick? Star Trek or Iron Man 3? Iron
Man
3.
Oh, my God.
It's my number one pick.
No.
Yeah.
You have standards, Matt Anderson.
Listen, up until a couple weeks ago, Star Trek was my number one. But Iron Man 3, I'm gaining some pretty
it's
good big interest.
Suck.
In it. I'm gaining some interest in it. I believe that Star Trek will be also awesome, though. So if I could have a tie, I would have my number 1 be Iron Man 3 tied with Star Trek Into Darkness, number 2, Man of Steel, and number 3, Elysium. And then our list would be identical.
Yeah, except that I don't have a crap Iron Man movie. I mean, the Marvel movies are so bad, they just need to never be made again.
I thought you were going to say more, but you didn't.
Nope.
Okay, since you're sick, Ben, I'm just going to quickly read the fall movies, and you can Google for it or against it, as we've been doing.
Okay.
I won't give much description. September 6th, we see Riddick.
Oh, totally against it.
Against it. October 4th, Sin City.
Wait, you missed one.
What?
September 13th, I, Frankenstein, starring Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, against it.
Against it, yeah, it's going
to
be dumb.
Okay, October 4th. Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Against it.
Against
because
it.
Because the first movie, like, I was saying I don't mind inappropriate things. The first Sin City was one of the only movies that I watched. I was like, that's so morally messed up. I couldn't even enjoy it.
Wow. And for you to say that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
October 25th, The World's End.
Oh, so for it.
Starring Simon Pegg and Nick Frost for it.
I can't wait.
This is the end of the ice cream and...
Blood and Ice Cream trilogy.
Yeah. This one I'm really super excited for. November 1st.
You're missing one.
Fine, go ahead.
October 18th, Carrie.
Oh, against it.
Against it.
November 1st, Ender's Game.
Oh, so for it.
So for it. I love this book. Yeah. If you haven't read Ender's Game, you should before the movie comes out.
Exactly.
There's no way the movie will be better than the book.
No, but it could be good.
November 8th. Ben, I know you're looking forward to Thor, The Dark World.
So against it.
For it.
Why?
Why do you think?
Because, again, Marvel movies suck.
I like Marvel movies.
Why?
You don't like them.
No, no, no. Defend Thor to me.
All right. Thor is my least favorite of the Marvel movies.
So why are you excited about a preview?
I am a Marvel fan. I like the universe. I believe that there is potential there in the character Thor. So I like the idea that they take high technology and what we call magic is really just advanced science. So I like that aspect. I think that's good. I like the actor that plays Thor. I think he's good in the role. I like Loki a ton. I think that there is a potential for that world.
No.
I am unhappy that they're bringing Natalie Portman back for the sequel. I think that's a mistake. So I believe in the potential of this movie.
Yeah,
but for the record, I think you and I agree, Thor 1, not good.
So bad. But it's like, I'm a huge Batman fan, but if they announced Joel Schumacher was coming back to do another Batman movie, I'd be against it.
Yeah, I've seen Thor. I've seen Thor now in Avengers also, and I like him in Avengers as well. So I think we're good.
No, this is not going to be a good movie.
It's Thor: Dark World for it. Next, November 22nd, Hunger Games: Catching Fire.
Against it.
For it.
I know.
Really looking forward to Thor. Thor. Catching Fire is my favorite of these three books.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
We'll see.
November 27th is a Disney animated film called Frozen.
Know nothing about it, but I'm against it.
I don't know anything about it, and I'm for it, because I like Disney.
What about planes?
Ooh, against it. But that world is messed up. Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever thought about where the planes come from?
Exactly. I mean, and there you have two different species that have, you know...
Now you know where the babies came from.
Oh, it's so messed up.
And finally, I only have one more on my list. How many do you have left?
Just one.
Mine's on December 25th. When's yours?
December 13th.
Okay, go ahead.
The Hobbit.
Oh, I did miss it.
Oh, my God.
I actually remembered that I missed it earlier when we were talking, and I meant to add it. But I'm totally for it, yeah. I love The Hobbit.
Sherlock and Watson square off.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be so
The cool. Desolation of Smog.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's going to be good. December 25th, Jack Ryan. Spy-ish movie. Got Chris Pine from Star Trek going to be the main actor.
Yeah.
For it.
Totally against it.
Oh.
We don't need another Jack Ryan movie. Like, you know who Jack Ryan is, right?
He's a book character.
Yeah, he's a Tom Clancy character, so like Patriot Games, Hunt for Red October, Sum of All Fears. We don't need more. Just be done.
I think the audience knows I like spy movies, I like CIA agents, I like Jack Bauer type characters who are super, you know, crazy good at getting the bad guys, so...
And or holding it all day.
What?
Okay, so you got a show called 24. When does that man relieve himself?
When does he go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
I mean, there's times where he's not on screen. All right.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Do you have a story time?
Just, like, cut away to Jack Bauer sitting on the toilet with a newspaper covering up his private parts.
Do you have a story time, Ben?
I don't.
Oh, before we forget, we got to do the listeners. Here's what they said real quick. Aaron said that he had a quote here. This is up to our question of the day, which says, which summer movie are you most looking forward to? Aaron says, you think you are safe, you are not. So that must be Star Trek. Alyssa said Star Trek as well. Daniel Butcher, of course, wants us to remember Monsters University. Jason says Star Trek. BJ says Man of Steel, Star Trek, Iron Man. Rick says Star Trek, Oblivion, Pacific Rim, After Earth, in that order. Kobe says Iron Man, Star Trek, Hangover 3, Fast 6, Man of Steel, Great Gatsby, in that order, with Wolverine and World War Z, the extras. Let's see. Oh, Mike Poteet said Star Trek, Man of Steel, a close second. Let's see. Chad makes a joke about Star Wars, but then realizes, wait, not until 2015. And Becca has said Iron Man, Star Trek, Percy Jackson, City of Bones. And then she also brings up Ender's Game, which, yes, I'm definitely looking forward to that as well. So, thank you, everybody.
It's Sci-Fi Christian Story Time.
I guess I could rant a little bit. I'm a little mad about something.
Okay.
Not at you.
What is it?
A little mad at my school, actually.
St. John's?
Yeah, I love St. John's for the most part. Well, a couple of things happened. So, got an email a couple weeks ago saying, hey,
You're getting charged a fine because you did not return this library book. And I said, wrote back and said, oh, yes, I did return that library book. I remember distinctly after I got the first email saying it was due, walking into the library, dropping it into the little box, and walking out again. I know for a fact I returned it. Like, well, we'll look around for it. And then, you know, they looked around for it. Yep. Can't find it. Well, there's really no chance our system could be wrong. Oh, yes, there is. Return that book, and I'm not paying your stupid $10 fine. I'm definitely not paying a replacement fee. So then today, this gets even worse. So that's part one of the story. Part two then is today, I've been parking in the same parking lot all year. And they put a ticket on my car saying I'm not allowed to park in that lot. And that's just ridiculous, because I paid my vehicle registration fee. And I guess it's like an employees-only lot or that. I don't know that. They don't have it labeled that well.
Yeah.
And so this is just ridiculous.
So did you contact them and say you're not going to pay it, or are you going to do it tomorrow?
Not yet. No, I mean, it's usually one of those things where they won't let you graduate until you pay everything.
Oh, so, that sucks.
Yeah, so we'll find out. But yeah, I'm not going to pay these fees unless I have to.
What if they say you cannot graduate unless you pay? Then you will.
Pay because it's $10.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, how much is the parking ticket?
$25.
Whoa.
It's ridiculous. So I'm so mad, because I've been parking in the same lot the entire semester. Every Monday, I go park in this lot. The stupid security guards who don't have anything better to do.
It's a great idea for a library to be like, you never returned it.
Yeah, yes, I did.
You didn't. You owe me $10.
Oh, it's just the worst.
Think how much money they could make if that was their plan.
Now, thankfully this happened, because, you know, I've been writing my thesis, and I'm all done checking out books for it. So I've got, like, 100 books checked out for the library right now.
Teach them a lesson they'll never forget.
Yeah, I should just keep them.
Yeah.
Just totally keep them. Like, screw you. I don't need to graduate. I'm keeping these books.
Nice. Well, Ben, thanks for doing the summer movie preview with me.
Thank you.
We'll be seeing it. I think that we'll see a lot more than we said we would see.
We'll see.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Signing off.
Signing off. Do you have any interest in giving them how they can contact us?
Oh, yeah. 612-4121 SFC.
You can email us at
feedback@scifichristian.com.
We love getting your feedback. Don't we, Ben?
Or if you want us to contact you, there's always the donation button.
Oh, interesting. Yes. And as always, this episode has been brought to you by Ethan and Casey and Josh, who we meant to dedicate a couple episodes ago to, and we never did.
The system is not working.
So if you'd like to be sponsoring a show, you can donate it to us at any time.
Yeah.
Well.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.